It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
That's right. A flood watch continues till 4 o'clock today. 11 people evacuated from an apartment complex in Issaquah yesterday, and road closures all around the region as several area rivers continue to rise. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. This kind of flooding does happen regularly around here, but we're going to hear more about why the precipitation behind it, why it's been so intense. First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast. Some wind coming in along with the rain going away, right?
That's right. Actually, the worst of the rain is over now, but there will still be showers here in the lowlands and a little heavier in the mountains. So, you know, we've had a tremendous amount of rain the last 3 days. Some places on the western side of the Cascades have gotten 5 to 10 inches of rain, while if you're in the rain shower of the Olympics, there was only an inch or maybe inch and a half. So huge contrast. So today, we're going to see the rivers peaking. There's been so much rain. Most of the rivers that are going to flood are going to do it today. Some have already started flooding. And we should see the peak, you know, later today, and then the rivers should slowly back off as we get into Saturday and Sunday. The big threat this evening will be wind, a very strong, tight, low-pressure center is going to be moving north of us. So sometime after dinner, the winds are going to pick up. And I expect overnight here in Puget Sound, the winds will gust up to 30 to 50 miles per hour in exposed places. So I think there's the potential for power outages, especially since the soils are so saturated. Now, Saturday is going to be a transitional day. The low is going to be moving past us. The winds will be backing off, but there'll still be showers, and temperatures will start falling. You know, today we'll get up to around 50. Tomorrow only maybe 47, 48. There'll be showers. And then, as we get into Sunday, we're going to go into a different regime. I think Sunday is going to be completely dry, temperatures in the upper 40s. I think there'll even be sun on Sunday. And it looks like Monday and Tuesday will be dry as well. So I think we're through the worst of the rain right now. It's going to back off the next 2 days. But the big issue is it will be the winds. Finally, as the low goes by, colder air is going to come in. And so tomorrow, there's going to be the potential for substantial snow, 6 to 12 inches in the passes. So, you know, there'll be problems getting across I-90 and Stevens tomorrow as the snow starts piling up.
Sounds like a good time to just kind of hunker down and stay put if you can. I want to go back to that rain shadow that you mentioned, the amazing contrast between, you know, where you're located in relation to the mountains. This rain coming in, part of the reason it's so intense is because of the angle of that atmospheric river, the plume of moisture coming off the ocean, right?
That's right, Bellamy. Something unusual has been going on the last few days. We've had an atmospheric river, which is a current of moisture coming out of the tropics and subtropics. But it's been an unusual atmospheric river. Instead of coming from the normal direction, from the south or southwest, it came out of the west to northwest. So you can think of westerly winds, winds from the west, pushing this moisture in. Well, that has a big impact on the mountains. When the winds are from the west, they're almost perpendicular to the Cascades. It maximizes the upslope flow on the western side of the Cascades, which results in substantial precipitation from just east of Puget Sound into the mountains. And that's exactly what happened. On the other hand, places where the air is going down, like to the east of the Olympics, there the air is going down. So the air rises on the western side of the Olympics and sinks on the eastern side, producing a rain shadow. And so if you go some places in South Sound, they've really had only minor amount of precipitation in the last few days. And then there's the super rain shadow. If you go into the eastern Washington on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, they've only gotten a few tenths of an inch of rain where there are many inches on the other side of the mountain. So with this kind of westerly flow, you get some really good rain shadowing, very good upslope on the western side of the Cascades, producing huge contrast of precipitation. And that's what's happened the last few days.
Now, what about the wind? Is it related also to this dynamic with the atmospheric river?
Well, we tend to be breezy, but the big wind we're going to get is due to this low pressure system that's moving in from the northwest. So that is going to produce strong flow as we get into later this afternoon, this evening, and especially the early morning hours.
But the water is going to start going down, it sounds like, which will be a relief for folks who maybe are used to this, but still, it's been quite a lot of water.
Right, and the key thing is never to drive through it. And also, if you live next to a slope, you have to be careful because the slopes are very saturated right now, and there already have been some slides, and there'll probably be more slides. And some of the slides happen after the rain has stopped. So just because the rain ceases doesn't mean the landslide threat has ended. It hasn't.
All right. Thank you, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations wherever you get your podcasts, but best of all at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.